Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday afternoon, the Mets added their catcher. They signed Wilson Ramos. You like it?
Yeah, absolutely. This way I don't have to hear any more about Realmuto and trading Syndergaard for him. When I heard that, I was very happy about it.
Great job, by the way, by Noah Syndergaard, channeling you.
Oh, God. God bless him.
You saw what he did?
Yeah, well, first of all, he ripped SNY for always wanting to trade him.
Well,
he should have just said Andy Martino.
Yes.
I don't know specifically SNY, but he just said...
No, SNY.
No, I know, but I said he should have just...
He just
went right to Martino. And I got to tell you, too, and I'm going to give this guy... You know I love this guy, because this is kind of in the same vein. Mike Vaccaro on Sunday. If you read the post on Sunday... Generally, I don't get the post on Sunday, but I got it Sunday because I wanted to read all the Jet stuff after the Jet game.
Right.
Mike Vaccaro had a spot-on article about how, you and I talk about this all the time with the players. You know, the players don't get it like the fans get. You know, it's you're never going to have the emotional feeling the fans have. I'm sorry.
It's a different feeling.
It's a totally different, you're going to be gone maybe somewhere else with another team paying you. And the fan is going nowhere. And then we're not making any money off of it either, may I add, okay? We're not getting paid to be fans. And he basically said this about how with the Wilpons and Van Wagenen and how no Met fan wants to trade Syndergaard. And it was just you got to read it. It was typical Mike Vaccaro, spot on. Feeling it like a fan would feel it.
I got to tell you, I was never worried they were trading Noah Syndergaard for JT Realmuto. Was I worried that they would trade Noah Syndergaard?
In a three-way deal.
No, I was never worried they
were
trading
that.
No, I was never worried they were only getting JT Realmuto.
I understand that. Okay.
I thought that were they looking at potentially making a deal if they were going to get a lot back, like JT Realmuto plus?
Okay.
Sure. I was never worried about it, but at some point, you have to decide to fold them. And the Marlins are asking a lot for JT Realmuto. That's their prerogative. We're going to see how this turns out. We'll see where he ends up and what they get back. But at some point, if you're Brody Van Wagenen, instead of waiting for something that I always thought was a long shot to begin with, you've got to say, we got to move on.
Yep.
And so,
yep.
In a perfect world, would I have wanted JT Realmuto? Yes. I was willing to trade Brandon Nimmo, Andrés Giménez, and call it a day. Was that ever enough? Probably not. Was I willing to deal Rosario and Nimmo? No, I wasn't. But I was certainly willing to give up a lot. I think the number one prospect in your farm system plus Brandon Nimmo is a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I
once the Marlins wouldn't commit to it, you've got to move on. So is Realmuto the best catcher available? Yes. But it came at a cost. So now to me, it came down to the free agents. And Wilson Ramos, to me, is a better fit than Yasmani Grandal.
Hey.
For a few reasons. Number one. And hopefully this is the last time I ever have to say this because I don't want to talk about Yasmani Grandal. When a guy gets benched in the LCS and World Series for Austin Barnes, you should probably worry. You should pay attention to that. That's number one. Number two, I don't care about what defensive metric is measured that talks about pitch framing. Here are the things I know. I know this about defense. I know that throwing out base runners can be calculated. You can calculate how often you throw a guy out. Wilson Ramos in his career is above average. Yasmani Grandal is below average. I know that. We all know this. And number two, Yasmani Grandal's led the league in pass balls like three times. That's part of why the Dodgers benched his ass in the postseason. I like Wilson Ramos. Are there concerns about Wilson Ramos? Sure. Number one, he's got to stay healthy. But he is a very good hitter. Defensively, as far as throwing guys out is concerned, I'm using that metric because the other stuff we can only judge with our eyes. Ramos is better than Grandal. And I think from a contract standpoint, it's a nice deal. So if they weren't going to get JT Realmuto, to me, I preferred Wilson Ramos over Yasmani Grandal.
And the good thing about it, too, and I love Wilson. Bring him in. Like, my only concern for him, like you said, is the injury.
Sure.
He gets hurt a lot.
Absolutely.
He's a good hitter. He's a guy that's killed the Mets for years when he was with the Nationals. But he's a good hitter, no doubt about it. It was a, what was it, 2 years, $19 million with a club option? Is that what it was?
Yep.
Very friendly, decent contract. And here's the other thing of that. Brody didn't mess around anymore. You know what? All right, I went as far as I can go to try to get Realmuto. It's not going to happen. I can't mess around anymore. And he signed Ramos immediately. And I thought, that's great.
Here's the problem. Can I tell you my problem?
Go ahead.
As fans, we hear about a good deal, and we say, hey, that's a great deal. They got Ramos for 2 years, $19 million. That's a great deal. That only matters if you take the money you saved and you invest it big time elsewhere. They got Familia on a reasonable deal. They got Ramos on a reasonable deal. They went financially neutral by bringing in Diaz and Cano in the short term. Joe, forget A.J. Pollock. Go sign Bryce Harper.
Well, look, I mean, you preach it to the choir.
I know you agree. I know most Met fans agree.
Of course.
I know it's not going to happen, but that's the frustrating part.
Of course.
It's a good signing. It's good value, but now go for the jugular.
Hey, couldn't agree with you more. But that doesn't take away from the fact that it was a good move to bring Ramos in.
It was a good move.
And they didn't mess around, and they signed immediately. Now, of course. Go sign one of these big. Go sign Bryce Harper now.
Because, Joe, look at...
Let's go.
They need a center fielder, right? We all agree.
Of course.
All of the center fielders out there have negatives. A.J. Pollock's the best player out there. He isn't healthy. Adam Jones is probably past his prime.
Right.
Trading for a guy like Byron Buxton, I love it, but the guy was awful last year. Was sent down to the minors. Who knows how good he is? So where are you going? You know, how are you getting that upgrade in center field? The true upgrade is signing a generational player and moving Brandon Nimmo to center field.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's the kind of
move. Look, you could even play the Harper. If Harper said, I want to play center field, I'd let him play center field.
That's
fine.
I don't
care. What do you think I care about that? Let's go.
But I am curious how they address center field. I'd call up the Rays and see if Tommy Pham's available. I'd call up the Blue Jays and ask about Kevin Pillar. But the truth is, Kevin Pillar's not that good. The problem is none of these guys
are that good. If they made that move, now Harper.
If they made that move now,
the Met fan, the fan base would go nuts.
But they're not. They're not even going to meet with him because they're the same mid-market.
Have they said that?
In essence, they have. They're the same mid-market team they were before Brody
got
there.
They were, of course.
And by the way, that doesn't mean these aren't good moves and they can't win. But Brody made a comment. Brody said, we're done with the ifs. Remember when he did that whole thing?
Done
with the ifs?
Yep.
He really isn't done with the ifs. There's still a lot of ifs. You know, if Peter Alonso's an everyday first baseman, if Steven Matz is healthy, if Zach Wheeler does what he did last year, if Syndergaard is healthy, if Ramos is healthy, and whoever they sign for center field, there's probably going to be an if next to that guy. So if Ahmed Rosario takes another step, so has he really changed anything when it comes to ifs?
No. Well, I mean, look, you know, he said it nicely. I like the way he said that. But it still comes down to, like you said, he's being as creative. I think he's being as creative as he can be with an ownership that's not going to allow him to go out and hit the home run.
It's on ownership. The only thing I blame Brody for are the words.
Yeah,
you use words, I'd like for you to back them up.
Yeah.
Words that are empty mean nothing to me. I don't know if it means something to you, but
I just think that most of these guys, the words, you just got to kind of let it go. You know what I mean? Because it's words are exactly that. And they all kind of say the same kind of thing in different ways depending on what the situation is.
No, there are some who go the other way, who sell you little and then deliver big.
Okay.
Like Brian Cashman does a lot of the time. We're not going after these guys.
Well,
boom, here's
but
Bryce
we all
Harper.
Know that, that we all know that's nonsense from Cashman. We all know that.
Well, we all know it's nonsense from Brody.
Right. Well, or from the Mets themselves.
From the Mets themselves.
Because maybe that is what Brody's trying to make. For all we know, Brody's tried like hell to sell him on Harper or Machado. Maybe he has sat there and gone over and over and over. I'm telling you, we need to sign these guys. And they just won't let it happen.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know that. You know, we don't know that.
With that said, you said this last week. It's not that JT Realmuto wouldn't be a great addition. It was at what cost?
Right.
The Marlins' cost was just too high.
It was too much.
And now we'll see what Miami ends up with. I don't know what they're going to end up with. This could backfire on them.
Could. They might wind up with Realmuto staying on the team, at least for now.
You know who's not going to be happy about that? JT Realmuto. He ain't going to be thrilled.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.